Welcome to Google Ads Unleashed, the podcast that helps you harness the power of Google Ads to increase sales for your online business. In an ever-changing Google Ads landscape, we uncover the latest strategies, techniques, and best practices for creating effective ad campaigns that deliver real results. And now your host, Jeremy Young.
Hello and welcome back, guys, to the next episode of Google Ads Unleashed. I hope you're doing well. This is my last one before I'm off on holiday, so this is pre-recorded and is going to go out whilst I will be out with friends and family. So just, you know, even I need to recharge now and again. So yeah, but obviously I don't want you to miss out, so that's why I'm pre-recording this. And today I'm talking about an evergreen sort of topic, because the thing is, what a lot of people don't get right within marketing is that, or within, whether it's Meta Ads, TikTok, or Google Ads, is that they try to fix issues that are beyond the click and outside. They only try to fix issues within the platform and not the issues that are beyond the click. Okay. So a lot of this podcast is about the optimization of the platform itself, the various sort of tips and tricks on how to improve performance, etc., etc. But what actually happens is, once you've won the click, which is the job of your Google Ads setup, it still has to convert, and most of the heavy lifting is actually done with what's beyond the site, right? So which is why I wanted to do this episode and sort of give you a couple of ideas of what to optimize on your product site, and what are the elements that should really be on each product page. And maybe you're struggling with low conversion rates, then these are sort of the things that will have to be present in order to drive that conversion rate up, right? And all of these following points now are all sort of little puzzle pieces, so they're not must-haves, and they can be combined in each combination, right? So, and they don't have to necessarily be in order as well of what I'm going to say now. So you can sort of pick and choose and put together whatever you think is relevant for your site, okay? So the first thing, a sort of puzzle piece that I want to talk about, is your bold promise or your headline. So in the end, your product page needs to sell an outcome, right? That is what marketing's about. You don't talk about the benefits of the product that much. You talk about what the product can achieve for you. For instance, if you sell makeup, you don't want to necessarily just talk about, oh, it's, you know, vegan or cruelty free and whatever, but you want to say, look the best that you've looked ever, or you want to say, you know, the least, most hassle free makeup you've ever used, or something like that, right? You want to sell an outcome. Or another example, for instance, you sell alcohol-free beer, something like that. You don't want to say, oh, tastes just like beer, so on. Not just that, but of course what you want to say is, don't ever be bored on nights out again, or something like that, right? So you will want to include a bold promise or headline pretty much above your product title or straight under your product title. Why is that important? Because it's one of the first things that people will read along with the product title. And you will want to frame the person straight away for what is to come on the website and what the product page promises and what this product promises, okay? You can do this by having a bold promise. So think of what is the actual core USP of your brand. And you can mention that, or of the product, and you can mention that straight under the product title or above. Or you can do that by showcasing a review. So, for instance, Boomstick by Cindy Joseph, which is a brand by Ezra Firestone, who the one or the other might know, does this with each product. The headline is usually a customer review, right? It's a review of a real person who says something like, in the case of Boomstick, this is like a makeup stick for older ladies that where you can combine 5 or 4 different makeup types so that you just need this one stick. And it says it's the easiest makeup stick I've ever used, or something like that, right? Boom. Sells the dream, sells the outcome. Okay, so that's what you want to do. Really, really have a look at Boomstick, by the way, because they do many of these things right, which I'm mentioning here. And it's super cool technique. Then the next thing that you'll want is what I call micro copy. So micro copy is sort of little copy or pieces of copy in, let's say, positions where you would not always expect it, which enhances the user experience. What do I mean by that? For instance, on your 404 pages, instead of having a boring 404, you can like include a joke or something like that. That's on brand with your brand. But more importantly, micro copy in this instance means sort of the 3 to 5 core USPs of the product that you will want to include above the add to cart button. Okay. You don't want to include a massive product description where people have to read through a huge paragraph before reaching the add to cart button. Summarize your product's sort of advantages in 3 to 5 core USPs. Make this based on the pain points that your product solves, right? Obviously, you know certain pain points your product solves. So those 3 to 5 points should answer those pain points and should answer basically all of the questions that a prospect has within seconds. And that can be quite challenging, right? Because it's almost like it's more difficult to condense all of this into just a couple of words and into a couple of phrases than it is to answer all of these questions in 3 to 5 paragraphs, right? So think about it. All of the best pages in the world do this. Go on any big product page from any big manufacturer or big brand. Look at AG1, for instance. They straight away, before the add to cart button, give you 3 to 5 micro copy examples of what this product solves and what pain points this product solves, right? Super, super important. Then you will want to include an offer, okay, or highlight your offer, because in the end, your offer needs to be good and needs to be great in order to convert, right? Clearly. So what I would suggest in this instance is research the market. So if you have a product, maybe look at what other advertisers are doing, what other Google Ads advertisers are doing. Have a look how you can stand out. Are you standing out enough by the uniqueness of your product already? Are you standing out by price? Like, is your price like the best? Or is there a way that you can add maybe a free gift with your order in order to make the offer irresistible? That's maybe another podcast worth, right? Like how to create the best offer. So really, really important to include your offer and to maybe even test here, because you don't always know what the best offer can be until you test it, right? Then the next thing that you'll want to include is social proof. So in the form of reviews, okay? So the first thing that you want is straight under your product title is to have the stars. So the ideally in yellow, because we have been trained by Amazon to react to yellow the most. And it should just showcase how many reviews this product has, right? If, you know, under the product title, there's 5,000, 4.5+ star reviews, then of course people will trust it more, because people generally need proof. Our psychology, human psychology, is geared towards doing what other people are doing. That's what helped us survive in the Ice Age or in the Stone Age and etc. If you followed the herd, you were safe. And it's no different in marketing, right? So have reviews displayed in the form of stars under your product titles, but also at the bottom of the product page, with, of course, people's real reviews, and ideally with photos as well. So it just adds to the social proof. What you can also do to increase social proof is to add video testimonials. So you can either put that into your product page further down, where someone, maybe just like a real customer, can explain how the product works and that it's does what it's supposed to do, or you can work that video into your product photos, into the slider. Again, Boomba's Cindy Joseph does that, so have a look how they solve that. Then you can also do that in images, right? So you can maybe put that into your product images as the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th image. You can make a collage of different reviews, or you can showcase the product with a review written over it, etc., etc. You can also showcase if you've been in certain publications, if your product or your service has been in certain publications, then you can also showcase that, for instance, Known from Vogue, something like that, right? So it just increases the social proof. Add all of that in there when you can. Cool. Then the next thing that you'll want to speak about on your product page is the advantages that the product poses. So typically this is done when scrolling further down. So once you've passed the images of the product, the headline, the micro copy, the add to cart, maybe the product description, then usually you have additional content blocks below the product where you will sort of try and work through the various USPs and the various pain points, and it just helps to demonstrate the advantages of the product and answer frequently asked questions. Okay, so just try to include that, try to really make the product page flow. What is a good example of a site doing that off by heart? Do I know one off by heart? I can't think of one right now, but maybe I'll pop it into the description of the podcast afterwards so that you can have a look at it. Then the next thing that you want to do is to add a guarantee. So people are generally very skeptic, right? So you want to try and reduce the skepticism as much as possible by removing risk, and you can do that with nothing better than guarantee. A 14-day return guarantee is not a guarantee, right? So don't include that, because that's ridiculous. If you have a low return rate, if you have a really good product that you're very happy with, that you stand for, you can just give a really bold guarantee, 90 days or a full year, whatever, and just make that stand out. Or what you can do if you have a super, super cool sort of feature of the product or big pain point, that you can wrap the pain point in your guarantee. So famous example of that is the Emma mattress. So you can, you probably heard of this before, like 100-day they got this guarantee where you can sort of trial the mattress for 100 days and lie in it before giving it back, which sort of answers all of the sort of pain points, right? What if I don't like the mattress? What if I haven't broke in the mattress long enough, etc.? Like, it's not long enough to test. So the 100-day guarantee really removes that risk. Another example, a client of ours sells knives, right? He has an anti-dull guarantee, so that the knife will never be blunt, or like an anti-blunt guarantee, okay? So it guarantees that the knives will remain sharp. So really cool guarantees that you can give, and the more creative, the better. That's what I always say. So Then also you will want to feature how the product works. So people, this is important for ads, but it's important for product pages as well. Very much is you can incorporate that into the advantages point. So just describe what you get and how it's used. You can do that in the product images in the slider. You can do that in various videos, or you can do that in specific how-tos at the bottom, like below the product description and before the reviews. So just describe how the product works, what it can do, because a lot of times people will want to see it in action before they buy it. And if you can describe it as best as possible, then that's great. Then that just reduces, again, the risk of people. Then if you're bold enough, and if it's like a real issue, then you can compare yourself against competitors on your page. This is especially important if it's if you need to justify pricing, for instance, or if you need to justify your position in the market. Let's say you are a cheaper version of a product that's really, really, really big, then you may want to compare yourself against that big player in the market, right? Example, AG1 is a good one. If you look at all the competitors' product pages, they all compare themselves against AG1, how much cheaper they are. So this is just a classic example. Of course, you just need to be careful of the legal implications here that you are allowed to do that. You can compare yourself against other competitors, though, in other ways, right? So a classic example of this is something like HelloFresh. They always have a look at, you know, the cost versus supermarket or the cost versus other meal deliveries, etc., etc. So just to sort of justify their pricing. Then another thing that you may want to look at is FAQs, frequently asked questions. That can be right at the bottom of your product page. Basically, you will probably know from your customer service what questions get asked regularly. Just preempt them, right? Do a little sort of accordion where people can click on and it expands the question, and you can just answer all frequently asked questions in that section. It's pretty straightforward. Then you will want to potentially add urgency to your product page. So let's say, for instance, during a sale or during any sort of, let's say, for instance, you don't have urgency and scarcity, I should say both. Let's say you don't have many products left. You only have 11 left in stock. Show it on the page, right? People like the fact, or people not, they don't like, but people more likely respond to urgency and scarcity because generally people are greedy, like in their nature. So humans are greedy in their nature, and as we constantly battle for resources, and the product is a resource, and you will want to have the product, right? You will, before anyone else has it, before it's too late. People also like a deal, so if the deal runs out tomorrow, then they're more likely to act. So urgency and scarcity are really powerful motivators. Try to include them on your product page as much as possible. Then I've got two further tips just in the design of your page. The first one is mobile. So think mobile first, because 90% of your traffic will come through mobiles unless you have a very specific reason why that's not the case. And the problem is you don't work from your mobile, right? You work from your laptop or from your computer. And the issue that poses is that you're constantly looking at your website through the computer and through the laptop and making optimizations based on that. But it's more important to actually make the optimizations for mobile, right? So your mobile page needs to look amazing. It needs to have ideally product photos, product title, the reviews, the bold promise, and the add to cart button above the fold, right? It shouldn't be scrollable. You can make, for instance, the add to cart button sticky, so that if you scroll down on mobile, that you still have the add to cart button either at the top or bottom following you around, etc., etc. Just really try and make a conscious effort of optimizing for mobile first and desktop second. So that's just something a lot of people get wrong. And then the final point that I can give you for the perfect product site is a perfect landing page is page load speed. So once you've sort of finished all of this and got it to look how you want it to, hire a developer and optimize your page load speed, because your page load speed is super, super important regarding performance, and it is just a massive, massive factor for the quality score as well, right? So it'll just really help increasing your performance. Right. Again, you don't have to have all of these points. It's not, some of them are nice to have. Some of them may not apply as well to your site. You just have to decide. But maybe there were a couple of points that I've mentioned that just helped you maybe relook at your product page, and which in the end will increase your PPC performance. Okay. If you need any help, if you need us to look at your site, your offer, your brand, just message us, either on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. You'll find me and Jeremy Young Google Ads. Or send me an email, jeremy@younganddigitalmarketing.com. And for that, I'm off on holiday. Thank you very much, guys, for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And I'll see you soon in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to Google Ads Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with Jeremy, check him out online at www.younganddigital.marketing. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.